Strange Adventure. The Pride of Martinville was a life-size statue of Zebediah Martin, the pioneer founder of the village. The bronze figure portrayed a horseman in a fringed buckskin jacket and pants. Held in the hands of the metallic rider was the replica of a muzzle-loading shotgun. The barrel of the gun was dented and the muzzle resembled a funnel, the result of the unleashed force of 4th of July firecrackers. John Friday was passing the statue when the wide bulk of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien blocked his path. Patrick collared the little man.
Chase, you little runt, you. Who wrote that article about me in the Wednesday Toot?
Patrick, I refuse to answer as long as you use that disparaging name for the Martinville paper.
Wednesday Toot or Midweek Bugle. With you working there, it's a sour note anyway. And if any more write-ups say I'm getting so fat the statue of old Zeb Martin could protect the town better than me, that blind dispensing newspaper of yours will be renamed the Twisted Trumpet.
The next issue of the Midweek Bugle reported that the statue had apparently come to life in the form of a phantom horseman. The ghost of the old pioneer had come back to protect his town. Heavy hooves had been heard galloping through the dark streets on a storm-filled night. Ananias Hopkins, owner of the feed store, swore he saw the slight figure of the buckskin-clad rider as it passed his home. But Ananias was known by reputation as Martinville's biggest liar. Ma Green, too, told of glimpsing the shade of Zebediah Martin, and woe be unto anyone who accused her of telling an untruth. It was about midnight when the sheriff's phone jangled noisily, and Patrick O'Brien rolled his portly form to the edge of his bed and answered it. The operator screamed into her mouthpiece that she was almost frantic because of calls from excited people reporting a strange horseman in a buckskin suit galloping down Main Street carrying a shotgun. Patrick tried to reassure her.
Well, it's probably some drunk or some wild college kid out on a lark. I'll soon put a stop to his shenanigans.
By the time the sheriff was dressed, half the town was ahead of him. Hoofbeats were heard receding toward the spot where old Zeb Martin watched over the town with all his bronze efficiency. Suddenly, a blast from a shotgun shattered the night. The charge from the shotgun sent the less courageous townspeople scurrying for their homes, but a few of them raced with Sheriff Patrick O'Brien to the public square and to the statue of Zebediah Martin. Something had happened to the statue. A heavy charge of powder had been set off inside the bronze shotgun. The barrel was split and curled back like the bloom of a morning glory. For several good reasons, John Friday did not join the awed and bewildered crowd that was trying to solve the mystery of the phantom horseman and the shotgun blast. Oh, no. He was in Mahoney's livery stable, washing black powder from his hands before divesting himself of a buckskin suit, while Mr. Mahoney was leading a tired horse back to his stall.
You know, Mr. Mahoney, after riding that old nag, I'm going to have to eat my meals off the mantelpiece. But we sure woke this town up for a change. We upped the circulation of the Bugle, and I'll bet you 10-1 Patrick O'Brien starts reducing in the morning.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Sister Ships, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.